All good. Coming up next, we have a project architect, a senior associate and technology director at John Ronan Architects. This is Marcin Scheff.
So, on top of being an architect, I'm also part of the museum and been part of it since the beginning. So, this story is how a small 4-year-old Polish immigrant boy came to knowing everybody at the museum and collaborating with everybody here, with all the wonderful designers, most importantly, not only designers, but human beings, and beyond. So I'm gonna steal a little bit of a move from Nick Adam. Raise your hands if you're an architect. Only one in the room. Raise your hand if you've ever used a pneumatic nail gun. All right, there's a couple of us, good. So I'll talk about the nail gun in a second, but as an architect, I'm a designer of space, which is very different than a designer on paper or so forth. So how did I become a designer of space? Well, actually, I got lucky enough where I first became a designer because I built a lot of stuff. Since I was a little kid here when I first migrated here with my dad, if you're a Polish immigrant in Chicago, you're either a cleaning lady or you're an architect or a contractor. And so my dad was a contractor in the suburbs. Since I could remember, after school, I'd always go to the job sites that were local in our neighborhood and be the cleanup crew. So we'd ever always clean up on the job site and make sure the site was clean the next day for the crew there. Slowly I became a little bit older, maybe 11, 12 years old, and became a superintendent on a job site, which meant a little bit more responsibility, but that also meant that I got to collaborate with all my uncles, which were the subcontractors to my dad. Because if you're Polish in Chicago, there's a lot of us here. Through that, I got to really learn how to collaborate with all of them, from plumbers to HVAC to framers to roofers to landscapers to everybody, and even the clients themselves, because they were constantly changing their mind on what they wanted. So you're always kind of working on the fly. So I got to learn firsthand how to really build stuff with materials that created space. Not really the visual things you see, but really how the people use the space as an architect. Later on, I learned that was very valuable. Going to school, obviously, I kind of took that under my wing that I actually knew how to build, so I started working with machines. Machines started becoming my collaborators, CNC machines, computer numeric controlled museums, machines, and started becoming really good friends with machines and figured out how machines can build and create spaces. From then on, I became a real architect, which is very boring. Right now, as a project architect, it all means is that my job is to make sure that our vision as architects becomes reality, because we're not the ones building it, the contractors are. So my conversations are always with contractors and with clients to figure out how that gets built, to make sure that budget cuts don't cut out every vision that we had at the beginning. But through that, I got to figure out how to really understand how physical materials and physical construction really happens through the vision of somebody else. And through that, I learned that because of consultants that you have and through professional practice, it's really not about what I think, it's really about how collaboratively everybody thinks about the space and what is the vision for the space. Which leads me to the museum. Why am I here and how did I get here? My brother happened to live with me, who helped create the museum with Tanner, and every time they were coming up the first exhibition, which was in an office space, he would come home and it was all graphic designers, never picked up a pneumatic nail gun or a spatula with mud on it for drywall or painting. So the question was, how do you turn an office space, a defunct office space, into a gallery space for a month? And my brother would always come home and ask, hey, how did you do this? So turned into sketches, which then turned into me volunteering, patching holes, to me volunteering and staying on for the last X amount of years, which has been great. And because of that, I've got the chance to not only practice as an architect professionally, but also practice as a builder again at the museum, which is I'm very humbled to be able to have that experience here. Not only design the spaces and the exhibits, but also be able to collaborate and help teach people how to use a pneumatic nail gun, which the reason why I bring up the pneumatic nail gun is it's very sentimental to me. When I was 8 years old, my uncle, who was one of the subcontractors, gave me a pneumatic nail gun as my birthday gift. Because we used to build everything with scraps and nails, and he was like, well, you're not being very efficient. Why don't you have a nail gun? So I got a nail gun from him. And since then, I've probably gone through 20 dozen of them. And that's my joy whenever someone wants to learn how to do it, use it at the museum. We get the chance to teach everyone how to use that amongst other tools. So as an architect, as a builder, I get to do this again at the museum. And the exhibit you see behind you is kind of a collaborative experience between not just me, but everybody that is part of the exhibition design team, but also the museum, but also all our volunteers who always come in and help us build the exhibits. And that's not our vision, but it's the vision amongst all the other designers that are in Chicago, across the world, having an idea. And we get to come here, play around, create mock-ups, and then create an exhibit that not only is very beautiful, but also a space that also creates a unique background for artists to come in and exhibit their work. At the end of the day, I'm an architect, and I have to think, like, how do I get the contractors to do everything? But really, my side job, which is this, is actually what I'm really most happy to do, because I get to collaborate with so many people. And I think my professional practice and my personal practice is not only my, the result of it is only as good as the wonderful people I get to collaborate with. And it's due to everyone's inspiring backgrounds and understanding of their design and what it means to create a space. So cheers, na zdrowie.
Nice and chef, everybody. Wonderful, wonderful work on this museum. This place is so great. I love this exhibition. So many people you saw tonight helped with this exhibition.